Well, the names of the subdivisions.
Such
here
as?
Is, Windsor Forest, Arlington Park, and Ardsley Park, Kensington Park. These are all subdivisions, and they vary. Some may be more expensive to live in, others less expensive.
Mm-hmm. How about middle class areas?
I feel like it's encompassed in that. Middle class is, I feel, mainly what is in Savannah. That's the mm-hmm. majority of it. You see more of that than you see of anything else.
Mm-hmm. And then other definite lower class?
Yeah, there's, like, in the downtown area, outside of the city itself, there are some, I don't think they're actually classified as slums, but they are much lower class.
Are there names for these neighborhoods?
There are names, but I don't know where the names come from. I don't know if they were projects mm-hmm. from HEW or what, but they're like Liberty City, Sandfly. I'm not sure where the names came from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what are the local landmarks, things tourists would want to see?
Fort Pulaski, which is on the way out to the beach. I suppose everything else is mainly located downtown of historic value.
What are some of the historic things?
Where Oglethorpe landed, where John Wesley had his first speech here in Savannah. Places where Oglethorpe stayed, where Sherman stayed when he came to Savannah. Mm-hmm.
Did he burn Savannah?
No, he saved Savannah. Mm-hmm. Burned Atlanta.
I know he burned Atlanta.
Save Savannah. He gave Savannah to Lincoln as a birthday
nice.
Present or Christmas, some type of present he gave him to him. So that's another big pride of Savannah, that the history does go back that far and it has been preserved so well.
Mm-hmm. Not many places in the South that do go back that far. Go ahead and speak, Anne.
Oh, good point. Juliet Gordon Lowe's home is here, who's the founder of the Girl Scouts.
Yeah,
good
I remember point, that. Anne. I was a Girl Scout once, not to any great extent, but yeah, I remember learning that she was from Savannah.
We have much history here, I just can't remember it all, that's all.
What about parks and that kind of thing?
What about them?
Well, can you name them?
No, I don't know the names of parks. There, when the city was laid out, there was certain parks and the streets were, it was a very symmetrical town when it was laid
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And the parks are, and you know, in order, and the streets
That's
laid
nice.
Around it. So I don't know what the names are, but you know you go around them every time you're driving in the car.
But you don't refer to them, you just say the park?
Well, there's a huge park called Forsyth Park,
uh-huh.
which you cannot even drive through. But the other parks, I suppose people that live next to them or have a business office on them refer to it. Otherwise, it's the park when you're going down such and such street, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know all the names of the park.
Uh-huh. Is there an airport here?
Yeah, it's Savannah Municipal Airport. And it's out on the near the railroad tracks approximately, which is on the west side of town.
Okay. Would you now, if you can, draw just a basic sort of floor plan of the house? Well, have you always lived in this house?
For as far as I can remember.
Okay, well, just sort of a floor plan to give an approximate idea. It doesn't have to be neat or beautiful. We just want to know approximately where what the rooms are and how they're arranged.
Okay.
If it's two-story, you could do the one story here and one story there.
You're going to know why I did not major in art. This is the front door.
All right.
When
was the house built, do you know?
I don't know. I moved here. We moved here when I was two.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know much about that. This is also not to scale.
Okay, that's all right.